Okay, so this sugya happens to be is a sugya that's nageya in a lot of different places. A lot of you say this. I want to speak. I want to speak the ikar on the sugya of isha sheshavar kelim shel habal, the habal sheshavar kelim shel isha. Okay, so let's see vashtei, and then we're going to head into the area. Then we'll head into the other areas if we have some time. Rav and Talmud maybe we'll get into a little bit, but we'll see what happens. Anyway, so the story is like this. What there is this Mefurish Gemara. The one Mefurish Gemara that we have is a Gemara that says that a woman that is the woman that has Kelim Minichsim Milog, has Nechos Minichsim Milog, a Par Minichsim Milog, Kelim Minichsim Milog, she has her own stuff. The Kitzur, she has Vilus on her own Kelim. But they're called a woman doesn't have Vilus on her own stuff because it automatically goes to the husband. But occasionally, there's things that the husband doesn't really halachically have access to. Nechsim Milog. So Mamela, the halacha is that the husband is able to use it with Biteris Paris, but the Karen is really shaykh to the woman. So the question is, what happens to the thing if the husband is Peshaya? Does something that lacking in shmir to the chayfet, is he chayv or is he potter? So on that there's a mufurish gemara. The gemara brings on tzadi vavam and alvim of mitzvah brings v'shem Rami Rachama. Rami Rachama asks, what's halacha with a baal b'nichse yishtay? So Rava said, from kurfa shabeshta. Rami Rachama shaila is not a good shaila. He messed up the shaila. He was too smart for himself. Why? Because of manashach. If it's shaila, if it's kilu, the husband's a shayel, borrowing the wife's kelim, so then it's shayla bevailim. And if he's a seicher, kilu, he's renting it because he has to pay for the wife's needs, whether it means that he has to redeem her if she becomes a shvuya, or for her, she has to pay for her mezainah, so mela she's working for a fee. So mela, he would have a din of a seicher using the kelim. So schiris bevailim, manashach, you're going to be potter, right? That as a shit in Gemara. So it's mavur, mafushi Gemara, that a woman is kilu that she's working for her husband b'chol eis b'chol zman. That's open Gemara, right? We'll have to see exactly what does that mean. Does that mean that she mamash repayla is working for her husband, even when she's not repayla working for her husband? We'll have to see exactly what that means. But that's the etzem yisayit of that vashin Gemara. That's an open Gemara. Okay? And that's what's kipaskim shulchan aruch and shim shimon vav, that a woman is if the husband goes ahead and breaks a kli of his wife, he's no chiyuv to pay because it's always considered shedler schiris v'vayla. Okay, now where things get a little bit interesting is what the halacha is fakert. What's halacha when a woman breaks something that belongs to the husband, which is b'derek klal the case. So a woman doesn't have nechas midila. Most of the time when she's handling zachin, there are things that belong to her husband. What's going to happen if she is a Peshaya or Gneva Vaveda or whatever it is in the kelim of her husband? So there's no Mefurish Gemara about this, but there's a Yushalmi that discusses this. And there's also Rishen that discusses this. The Rashba, the Muki Yosef, they both say that the only time we say that there's a real Shayla of a violin is only by a husband that is using the kelim of the wife. But a wife that's using the kelim of her husband, and to say that this kilu, the husband is mushal to her, is mechuyev to work for her, for his wife, he says, that's what Furish Lechaira says in Mukhiyasim Yishalmi, not like that. Because that's in Yishalmi, it says that a woman that breaks kelim that belonged to her husband is potter. Why? Yishum Shalom Bayis. That's what the Yishalmi says. Frekt in Mukhiyasim, Frekt in Rashba, why are you potter out Shalom Bayis? Forget about Shalom Bayis. You're potter because of Shmir Bevailim, because the husband's mechuyev to work for his wife. So Mamela, anytime the wife breaks something that belongs to the husband should be potter. As they frekt in the Mukhiyasim. So the Mukhiyasim says, Vice Mirais in the Yishalmi, that there's no shmir of violin from a husband to a wife. A husband is not mechuyev to work for his wife. It says bishlama maybe beidon avidatayu when the husband is actually doing something for the wife would be considered shelo of violin. But the chefso shmir of violin you don't have when it's a husband and a wife together. You don't have that when it's a wife working breaking stuff that the husband has. So mamelas of Muki Yosef without the takonas kachomim of shalom bayis, a wife really would be chayiv for kelim that she breaks. Only because of the special takana that the Yushalmi brings in Maseches Ketubos, so we say that a woman's going to be potter because im lav lo yeh shalom bayis. As they shit in the Muki Yosef. So that's really what Vashtet Klor. We open up a Rambam. The Rambam Perchaval Venuchas Ishus. Vashtet in the Rambam. The Rambam brings down that Isha Sheshavar Kalim Shalom Shal Bai Leha. Says it's Potter. Why? Bishum Shalom Bayis. Says the Rambam, it's Bishas Malachta. When she's working, when she's doing household work, that's when she's Potter. Why? Because if not, it's going to Shter the Shalom Bayis, because she's going to be nervous to do household work, because the husband is going to be Teveh, his wife, for anything that she breaks. Memela Nimsis Tata Binayim. They're going to get into a fight. That's going to say, no, why didn't you wash the clothing? He says, well, last time I washed the clothing and there a stain came out on your shirt, you got upset at me and you were mechayiv me to pay for the shirt that I ruined. And Memela, it's not worth it for me to get involved anymore. She doesn't want to do it. So the guy says, oh, that's your chiyuv. You have to go ahead and wash myself. So because in order that to prevent Ketata, prevent Shalom Bayis, as a Rambam, when she's doing household work or the husband's work, then there's not going to be a chiyuv to go ahead and do it. As they say in Rambam, Frekta Raivid, why do you have to come on to our Shalom Bayis? It's much easier to our Shmir Bevaylim. Shaitan Raivid Dvarim Brurim, that not only is there Din Shmir Bevaylim when the husband breaks the wife's things, like it's before in the Gemara, the same thing is true when the wife breaks the husband's thing. That since the husband's mechuyev to work for the wife, so Mamela, there's going to be a tour of Shmir Bevaylim. As they say in Raivid. Is there a tour of Shmir Bevaylim when is the husband considered working for the wife at all times, when Shuvit to work for the wife at all times, to create a tour of Shmir Bevaylim to pater the wife when she breaks the husband's thing? The Rambam has arrived from the Yushalmi, and from the fact that Rambam's passing is only mitzatakana, vice merais, no din Shmir Bevaylim, ba'ifin rotzov. And the Ravid says there is a din Shmir Bevaylim, even ba'ifin rotzov. That's machlekes Ravid and Rambam. You open up the Shulchan Aruch Evin Ezer Simen Pei. Evin Ezer Simen Pei Sifyot Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch brings down Isha Shavar Kelim Shel by Leha. Your Potter Bnei Atakana. So the Bishas Malachta. Your Potter Bnei Atakana. So the Shulchan Aruch clearly passes like the Rambam. Says the Chalkas Mechaykig and the Beis Shmuel. Even though the Lashon of the Rambam is Bishas Malachta, but the Yushalmi, when it says the Takana, it never says a word about Bishas Malachta for her husband. It's Islam. When a wife breaks the kelim of her husband, she's potter because of Shalom Bayis. It's mashma, even though it's not Bishas Malachta, still your potter. So the Chalkas Mechaykik and the Beis Shmuel both extend the tour of the wife, not only when she's doing household work, but also when she's doing some things. Still, the Allah is going to be here. You're going to be potter, but not al Shmir Bevaylim. You're going to be potter al Takon. So comes out, we have three shittas over here. And I'll tell you the nafkaminas in a second. One shita is the Rambam, that he paters a woman when she's doing Melechas Abayis because of the Takana of the Gemara and the Takana of Shalom Bayis. You have the Chalkas Mechaykin, the Beis Shmuel, that say Al Pidi Yushalmi, a woman is pater all the time, but also only out the Takana, even though she's not working doing Melechas Abayis. Then you have the Ravid, the Paskins, that you're pater because of Shmir Bevaylim. What's a nafkamina? It's a big nafkamina. So first of all, according to the Rambam, you're going to be only pater when you're working the Shas Melechas Abayis. That's number one. Number two, the Achrenim speak out that according to the Rambam, if she's Pesheya in what she's doing, then you're not going to have a Ptur. Because the whole Takana is that she's going to break it, she's going to be nervous, oh, yeah, I'm going to be Chayiv, and it's not Kedai for me to do it. But she's a Rashlan, she breaks it, the Rashlan is, through Pshia, that's something that she can prevent. Chazal wouldn't make a special Takana of Shalom Bayis if she's a Pesheya. What the Mishmael speak, a couple of Achrenim, the Achrenim speaks this out, that Pshia is not something that Chazal needed to patur b'nei hakana. It's only if it's an oynes, or it's only if it's a gneva aveda. These are things that Chazal had a patur mishum shalom bayis. She is not something you have to make a takana for. If she's a pesheya, she deserves to get a patch. So avada she should be chayef to pay. So the first nekuda is that according to the Rambam, if she's a pesheya, she's going to be chayef to pay because they wouldn't have made a takana. Number two, it's only b'shas malachta, when she's doing household work. When she's not doing household work, she's doing her own work. She's working for herself. She's doing her own things. She's going to be chayef also because there's no tour of shalom bayis. The next step would be the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Mechaykin. They say they are potter even Shiloi B'Shas Malachtecha, but according to them, it's only Machmas Tatakana. So far, if it would be a Pshia, she'd still be Chayef to pay. The biggest one, that the biggest makel on the wife is the Raivin. According to the Raivin, it says the Ptur is Shmir Revilin. There, the Ptur is going to be in a Pshia. Because the Shmir Revilin, we paskin, Shmir Revilin is potter as well. So Mamela, you can have these three Shitas. Raivin potter is under all circumstances on Shmir Revilin. the Chavetz Mechayger patters under all circumstances as long as it wasn't a pshia, and the Rambam paskins only when it's not a pshia and also when it's pshas melachta. What's the side of the machlokes between the Ravid and the Rambam? So this is why, what's pshat in the Rambam? First of all, I don't have a real answer for you why the Ravid, what the Ravid does with the Yushami. The Yushami says mefurish, the reason why she's potter is al sakana. The vial, I don't have a good answer. We'll see, maybe we'll come to an answer soon, maybe. Why? Shir Vayim is a Kol Yistik Atachka, is Kol Yistik Adin everywhere. It's not only Adin, only Bishon Shalom Bayis. It's Kol Yistik Adin. Hadnei Shetan mit Shalom Bayis. It's Ptur, Gzeres HaKosov, that you're Potter. Anyway, it's Lecher, it's not, that would be a hard get it to hear. It works like this. So there's another Gemara that says that there are Shtut workers. There's a Shasla, there's the Shtut Gardener, there's a Shtut Seifer, Saper Masa, either a Seifer or the Barber, or the Mekas Hadam, the Umna, the Mikri Gardaki, the Shtut Cheder Rebbe. All these people, it says, the Gemara's Lashon is, B'idin Avidetayu, that they're, if you borrow from them, it's considered Sheol Avaylam, because they're Mechuyiv to work for you. The Rosh says, brings the same derived in the Psalkim, that when it says over here, B'idin Avidetayu, it doesn't really mean that b'idin v'detayu they're chayiv, that only then that there's an issue of violence. B'idin v'detayu means that since they're meshubit to work for you, even if they're not working for you b'payel, that's enough to create a matzav v'sheilu b'vayelam. And since during these zmanim, they're meshubit to work for you, during the time that they're actually working, so mamele, even if they're not working for you b'payel, still it's going to be considered b'vayelam. And anyone that borrows from the Cheder Rebbe during a time when he's this really meshubah to work for you, even though he's not working for you, but Pael is going to be shmir b'vayelam.
Between 9 to 5.
L'chura, 9 to 5. Very good. 9 to 5.
Uh huh. We can say the whole
time. No. Yeah. He's not meshubah b'chlal then. Fine, but the Seder. Maybe that I'm not sure. He's not meshubah to you though. That's an order. Here. I don't know if the Rebbe, let's say Yom of the Pagra, Chari wouldn't be Mukhleif. So that's what the Ravid says. The Beis Yosef is like from the Rambam, that it's only B'idin Levitayu Mamish, only when they're actually working for you. When they're actually working for you, so Mamela, these people, there's a din of Shmir B'Bailam Bai, but otherwise there's not. That's what Lashon Ram is, Pishas Avidosam. But otherwise, there's not going to be a din of Shmir B'Bailam. So the Shulchan Aruch Taka brings two days down in Shimon Vostif Yud Gimel, that first he brings the day of the Rambam, that only when they're actually working for you, and then he brings the day of the Rosh Mashim the Ravid, that's even once, as long as they're Meshuvah to you. The going over there, the Bir Hagro says, the Yisoid of the Machlaikis between the two days is Rambam and Ravid Lushitasa. The Shaila is the Yisoid is the Shaila in what creates Shmir B'Bailam. That's what comes down. According to the Rosh Mashim the Ravid, what's the Yisoid of Shmir B'Bailam? You don't have to be working with Pile. As long as he's a shibud, and I can make a request and ask you to work for me, and you'd be mechuyev to come and work for me, that's enough already to create a matzav shmir b'vayelam. Zok there, that's the Ravid Lishitasai. The Ravid Lishitasai holds that even though the husband is not mechuyev to work for Chol Zman and Chol Eis for his wife, but since if she asks him to bring home food, to ask him to do certain things for him, it's shteit Ravid. You have a din of Shmir B'Bailam, huh? I'm not sure. No, it's something that you're mechuyev to. He has gvisas shibudim to the wife. And ekum ve'ezun, right? He has to provide parnasa for her. There's the different things. Yeah, different things. Listen, there's shir ksusva. You know, there's all these different things that she has a right. She has to feed her. Maybe a face dish. Yeah, I don't know. Shir ksusva. These things are she's mechuyev to do. I is not mechuyev to do b'chol makom of chol zman. But this b'cholos is mechuyev to do it. The Ravid holds that's enough to shaf a shmir b'vayelam, a general shiba like that. The Rambam, on the other hand, is l'shitasa. The Rambam holds that it's not enough, it's just a general shiba. You have to be working b'payel. And since you have to work b'payel, so in the Mela, it's not enough The same way we find by the Saper Masa and the Demikri Dardiki, they have to be working bepoil in order to create a Masa v'Shmir b'Vaylam. Also, by the husband has to be working bepoil for the wife in order to create a Shmir b'Vaylam. So Melech Shaitin Goyin, by the husband to the wife, you, if you're not working, you're not going to have a din of Shmir b'Vaylam. So you have to come onto a Masa v'Takona in order to patur the wife if she breaks Kalim. Masa v'Shmir b'Vaylam, a Givaldika l'shitasai between the Rambam and the Raivan. Also, it's Sandy said it's the Gemach like this. After hours wouldn't be, but the husband is never after hours. Husband is never after hours. That's the problem. Husband never after hours. But with a shtei do, though, over here, is the, and the Vashet Mufurish in the Gemara, that a woman to her husband is a hechra darga shiva. That's not stama shiva. She's mamish, she's always mamish, has to be working. Her ganza lebin is kilu avoidas vaila. Even when she's not mamish doing it, that's mamish what she has to do. So, because there, that's a mufurish gemara. Even though not necessarily is shiva poil working for her husband, but since that's in fact the shiva, a woman has a much higher level of shiva for her husband. That's the chayr vas kumtais. Okay, just halachal ma'isa. Halachal ma'isa. What do we do? What do we say? Halachal ma'isa. So you look at achronim. You have different things. And the ma'isa, the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra says the only reason why she's potter is al stakana. So male, if she would be pesheya, she'd be pesheya. I would say that she's chayiv. She's not careful with what she's doing, and she breaks the husband's stuff. Etzem if he's teveya her, then I would say that the wife would be chayiv to pay. The Beis Meir in Simin Pei says that there's mokum to say Kimli like the Raivid, and Mamela, even if she's Peshaya, she would be potter from paying. That's what Azay state in the base mayor. So what I say on my side, I looked it up in Pisle Chayshin, and Pisle Chayshin, he says Roy Paiskema say not like the Ravid, so he doesn't know. He it sounds like from him that he was passing that the Igor is al Sakana, not al Shemir b'Bailam. There's one very interesting nekuda. This really what comes up in other places, and that is there's a very basic kasha that is zeir kasha they ask on the Ravid. That the Ravid says when the Rambam says isha sheshavra kelim, he's going to be potter b'nei atakana. The Ravid says no shmir b'bailam. So the Mishnah Melech, Machne Ephraim, Asach Estakasha, Asach Achrenim Estakasha on the Rambam, Vosat is Tum B'Shmir B'Mailim B'Chlam. Isha Shavar Kalim, as far as I know, is not a Din Shmira. When you break something that belongs to someone else, what's that called? Mazik. Vosat is Tum B'Chyuvay Shmira. So Freganzei, that she drops, so Freganzei, a woman that goes ahead and is Mazik Kalim of her husband, there's no Ptur Shmir B'Mailim. Shmir B'Mailim of torn shmira. If you go ahead and you're mazik someone else kli, you can be shmira violent from high bismargan. Aber shmira violent is a chiyuv vinish naomet. You have a ton mit dine shmira. If you're mazik someone else's thing, you're going to be chayiv mitzan mazik. It's not a kash on the Rambam. Fakir. That's the pshat. It's a kash on the Ravid. It could be that's the pshat why the Rambam has to call and the magen. And this is Medu, it's meduyik also in the magen Mishnah, that's really what he held. That the Magen Mishnah held that Magen Mishnah also held like the Ravid. He had to go mutcher and then Mukin Yasif and the Ravid. They had to go mutcher. What's Pshat in the Rambam? So they say only Bishas Avoida. It's Shmir B'Vayel, but Shmoy Bishas Avoida, Shibud is not enough. And as I said before, in the Goyin, how they learned up often from the Rishonim already Pshat in the Rambam. What's going on? How can the wise Magen Mishnah say that Pshat? Why is Mukin Yasif say that Pshat in the Rambam? It's much more positive Pshat in the Rambam. That over here, the reason why you have to come with Tachana is because she's a Masik. And by Masik, you don't have the Torah Shmir B'Bailam. This is a basic Kasha, Zeyer Shver Kasha. In a chanami. Right. So good. And if you're not master of the kavana, then you're also chayiv because mother of master is chayiv. Bein einis bein rotzen. Oh, so let me zend vashteita. So what's klar over here is in the Rishonim obviously held start from the Ravid, which is klar azad, and the Mukayesi and the Magen Mishnah. Rambam Mizen is klar, because Rambam doesn't tell us exactly. It could be that the Rambam, why he brings the Yushalmi out takana. Aber was is klar yah is in the Ravid Magimishan Mukiyesu. It's klar that they held that there's no makom to be mechayiv the woman. Shaila is why. So I discovered so far three mahalchim to answer up why is it potentially not a din mazik, and therefore it's nifnas into the regular parsha of Shmir Bavayla. And Shaila is whether b'chol eifin and b'chol zman you have a right to be samech on these two. The Mishnah Melech says in three places that since she broke it, Shleib Yemiskavin, like Rabbi Yosef said, even though normally Shleib Yemiskavin is considered a mazik, and a regular mazik, it says, Bein Miskavin, Bein Miskavin, but in the Gvisa Mos, Shleib Yemiskavin is a lower darga of a mazik. We found in different places, B'shaita, maybe we learned to study of mazik, we saw in different places, Ataka, there's the lower darga. So he wants to say that a mazik Shleib Yemiskavin is Nichlal in Butur Shmir Babai. The Beis Meir asks, what are you talking about? You should be like Gar from an Inish Dialma. An Inish Dialma is Chayb. How can you say that there's a bar? They affect the base mayor. But the mayor says they shake Mishnul Melech that a mazik shleibim miskaven is potter. The Alma, I would never be saying on the Mishnul Melech to potter a mazik. Maybe under certain circumstances, the shaykh to say this. When we went to the city of Meiser, we saw that maybe under certain circumstances is a tour of Einam Miskaven. But with their klal, even if you're mazik shleibim miskaven, unless you're an Einas Gomer, you're not going to be potter. There's two other mahalchim, and this the shaila is when you have a right to use them, when you don't have to use them. The Machaneh Ephraim in Hilchos Shomrim Siman Lametes discusses the shaila of Isha Labaila, and over there he says two more mahalchim perhaps why there's no Chiyuv Mazik. One mahalch that he says is that there's a difference between when you're mazik b'koyach and when you're mazik memela. He says the woman over here, she dropped a kli. She dropped a glass and it broke. He says when you drop a glass and it breaks, and you harness gravity, but it's not really breaking the klichacha, there's no chiyuv mazik. If you go ahead and you throw it down, that's one thing. But here what happened, slipped out of her hands and it broke. What she doing? She's tachsach hakol. Watching things. So the Machaneh Ephraim says, the mavur and the Rishonim over here, that if something breaks, shloi b'kayach, he brings a rye from a Ramah in Hilchos Mazik, that the Torah brings in Hilchos Mazik, that you're not going to be considered a Mazik, you don't have a real din Mazik, merely going to be potter. Someone just asked me this yesterday. Someone said that someone was passing him a camera. This happens 4 or 5 times a year. Someone passing the camera, they dropped the digital camera on the floor, and it was Shavak Chayim L'chol Chay. And he wanted to know if he's chayiv or potter. So I told him that kibshutai, the mapil was potter, it's chayiv. So the mapil is chayiv. So he says, why? What did he do already? So I said, because he thought that you was somehow zinei shemer. So he said, he said he wants to know what the call was, because I told him you're a mazik. You dropped the chayiv to blow someone else and you broke it. So you're going to be chayv the monosha. So I said, is that where? No, it's momen amazik. It's momen amazik. It's some other amazik. It's momen amazik. Momen amazik is a whole different din. That's a different halach. Less mukhayif. If you loom ain't a miskavin, an oinus? No. Right, if you're chayv. Because you made a bar. Because you're chayv out to your momen amazik. That's true. That's the chiddush of bar. That even though he was the one that caused the hezek, but that's a special din in bar. By avada by adam amazik, avada machane frayim held that you're going to be potter. So, but I told him there is one daya that says you're potter. I meant the machane frayim that says if you dropped it, then it could be you're not considered adam amazik. You would be considered a plesheya, and if you're not a shaymer, so I said, were you there? Was the bala camera there? And he said yes. He said you're not a shaymer, so it could be you're only a plesheya. The guy's only a plesheya, and she is only a grum at the very most. It's not going to be more mechoyev. So here's one day of the patters. I said, Rav Rishonim would be mechayev. mechayiv you. It's mechayiv the dropper. And as far as I know, I didn't hear of anyone that ever pattered someone for just dropping a camera or dropping anything to be served the machaneh frayim. But the machaneh frayim at the end of the shtickle says a new p'tur. This p'tur I've seen people using. What's a new p'tur? Everyone knows that there's a big machlekes rishonim. Yeah. Right, if the guy wasn't right, yeah, then you're a shomer. That's a whole different story. Then you're a vadi or a pshia. Vadi or a pshia. That's a whole different story. But if you're not a shomer, you want to be a mechayiv and not a pshia. That's mavur over here. That's what Machafrim says. So she's a shomer. So she's a pshia. It could be. But you're potter. I'll shmir revive them. Right? You hear that? As I'm mclor that I'll shmir you mechayiv. So I asked him, were you there when they had the cameras? He said yes. He said then he's not a shomer.
When they ask you to take a picture of them, you don't ask to take a picture.
Right. So I say if she's holding only one camera, so then I think that she's chayiv, even though the Machaneh Efrayim is das yochid when he says this, and also not a davar bar. There's other mahalchim to answer up the kasha.
Why
is it a shamer? Huh? What? Because the owner's there. He never meant to make you a shamer. If the owner's there, then
kibshuta. The owner can't watch it.
Doesn't make it. No. As long as it's within eye contact, the stoma of the mil says there's no kabbalah shemira. Well, there's a chesaron in the Kabbalah Shemira. So from day wherever, Kabbalah Shemira, if the Bailam is there. That's what I would say. Even if there's a kinyan Shemira, even though there's a kinyan Shemira, there's a Mashiach it could be, and a Hagbah, whatever you want to say. But a Kabbalah Shemira, Kozman, the Bailam is there. It's Mavur and Dachrenim, in the beginning of Misadi Aleph, the Kipshutai. There's no Kabbalah Shemira. Okay. It has to be a Klar Kabbalah Shemira. I think that's bar, that there's no Kabbalah Shemira. So Melo, that's Shand arrive, it says to Machne Ephraim, why you have to come on to Shemira Bailam, because it's not this case, in case where she just drops it, then the Shemir Bailam will kick in because the only Chayiv al Tzfiyah. There's another Mahalach. What's the second Mahalach? The Machaneh Efrayim says. The second Mahalach Machaneh Efrayim says is that there's a Yidua Dika Machalach is Taisis in the Ramban. Taisis holds, brings rice from all over Shas that Oinus Gomer, that Adam Amazik is Potter. Right? From all over. Taisis Arminiyah, Taisis in the Sechas, in Asechas Omnin. From the Sech Pletzer, he brings rice. The Ramban, in two places also, one place in Chadusha, one place in Muhammad, is Mavur in the Ramban, that he held the Oinus Gomer is Chayiv. So he has to be Miyashiv all the different Gemaras that Taisis brings down. One of the Gemaras that Taisis brings down is Tabachum and Shekilkel. It says Tabachum and Shekilkel, the Gemara says you hire a Shaykh to shecht an animal for you. So it says there if he messes up, he's chayiv. Why pesheyahu? The Gemara says he's a pesheyah. He's a Samaeli, he's chayiv. So frek Taisus, why do you have to come on to the fact that he's a pesheyah? He's an adam amazik, vasat a satan. So Taisus says because since the animal moved, it says normally it would be normally if you shecht and you messed up, it's an einus. Says it has to be. The only reason why you'd be chayiv over here is only because it was a pshia. You weren't careful. But on the tzatzit, Taisus brings this to the raya, the oinus gomer to be potter. That's why the Gemara says, speak out, you're a pleshea. Because the Gemara says, speak out, even though you're shechting the animal, you're shechting the animal, be a dime, you're taking a knife, and you're cutting off the animal's head. But the only reason why you'd be chayiv is because you're a pleshea. But if you'd be an oinus, the animal moved or whatever, it's unexpectedly, then you'd be potter because you're potter by oinus gomer. As I say, Taisus brings this to the raya, the oinus gomer is potter by adam amazik. Dr. Amban, that's not the pshat. The pshat is, he says, Oinus Gomer Avadas Chayiv. What's the pshat over here? Why you're putter? Because here you have permission to be mazik the animal. Call it a mazik b'shus. Not in the property, but you're mazik with permission of the bailin. When you're being mazik with permission of the bailin, then the only time you're going to be chayiv is when you're a pesheya. If you're not a pesheya, you're going to be putter. Says the Machaneh Efrayim, Azishir Eichin Rabinu Paris. Says Machaneh Efrayim, here where she's doing meleches abayis, she's being mazik b'shus abal. The husband's asking her to do it. So since the husband's asking her to do it, so when Mela, you're going to be potter, she's going to be potter, she's mazik. But it's not shomer, she'd be chayiv. She's not a chayiv, it's mazik, but al shomer, she'd be chayiv, comes along the derived, comes along the Magid Mishnah, and says, this is in a shmir b'vayilim. So we have here three ways that an adam mazik, that's what would be chayiv. One way is slavim miskatin, which is not, we can't apply to ba'alma, maybe it would be din and shmir. The second way is, if it's not the koyach, and the third way is if the bailam gave you permission to do the maisa hezek. And it really wasn't a maisa hezek, but the pshan is you're being oisid b'melechas malabayis. You mainly have a right to be metapol with the chayfes. You have a right? We're talking about the chifetz, and it hasn't happened in the meila. So the halacha is that you're going to be that you're going to be pater unless you're a pleishaya. But then you need a din of shmir b'vayil. This tour, I've heard paiskim use. I've heard paiskim be mitzarfet since the Ramban, that if you have permission to go ahead and to be mishtamish, or you're using a chifetz, you're doing something for the b'vayil, and meila hasn't happened, then it could be the year pater from the dogma. One of the examples that they gave was this. Remember we had that case with a guy that was cleaning off his, the neighbor was an older person, and she asked the neighbor to clean the snow off the car. So he took the scraper. By mistake, while he was scraping, he made a big scrape on the hood of the car when he was cleaning off the snow of the car. Shaila is whether he's chayv or he's potter. So according to Taisus, you should have been more careful. Your mamash hamazik v'yadayim. Well, the ma'aser, you do the ma'aser b'rishus. So according to Ramban, you potter. There were paiskim that went ahead and said that if he the machna fraim and the brings these rishonim down, you'd be potter since you're being mazik b'rishus. You go ahead. No, but if you're a plesheya, not. Shana, maybe not. That's what would come out. Plesheya, you don't have. That's the Gemara. That's before in the Gemara. But if you're shecht and you're a plesheya, you're chayiv.
Shaya, that's what besides idus. Shaya idus. What about in between?
Leva aveda, you'd be potter.
Anything
more than shia, right?
Is less shia?
What?
Dropping camera? Why do you drop it?
It depends. Depends what happens. No. In a case, if you're saying the p'tur is out of gravity, so then even if it was a pshia, you'd be potter. Because you're not called a mazik b'chlal, right? That would be the shad. But if the tour is because you're doing it for shus the b'aylin, so then there's pasha that if you're a pasha you're going to be chayiv, and if you're not pasha, then it could be that there's a makom to pasha. That's what comes out of the sugya for hezek ishul b'aylin. Okay, just one last thing I wanted to speak about, and that's Rav Ashen l'tamidav. Before in the Gemara and Pasim Nahalacha,
that a Rebbe is considered shmir b'vayla. Yeah, that means if you borrow things, that's a shah. If you borrow things from the Rav, so then you're going to be considered shmir b'vayla, because he's the Rav is meshuvah to the tamidav, right? As I said in the thing. So the Gemara tells us that it depends when really. It depends when this is true. If the Rav can force the Talmidim to learn his Zachim, so then the Talmidim are shown to the Rav. If the Talmidim can force the Rav to do his Zachim, then the Rav is shown to the Talmidim. And it's Shaila V'ayla Mitzad the Rav. So he says around Yontif time, where the Rav is Mechuyev to answer Shaila's V'ayla Yontif, so Mela, if you borrow something from the Rav, you're going to be Potter. Not. I just wanted to say that in Hezos Pesach, Tavchach Tes, where this halach was brought down also about Shalom Adarsh Mechasapah Chag, Lamidim Kedem Achag, and that's the reason why, because at that time the Rav has answered Shalom and Dinyanim. So the Nesivas and Makar Chayim speaks out that this is only if the Rav is working for free as a volunteer. So then it's totally, are you Meshavet to him? Are they Meshavet to you? Which one is there? But if you pay the Rav, then even if the Rav can decide what to do, but the Etzem Schiros creates a Shiva. And whenever you're going to pay the Rav, and the Rav is Mechuyev to answer Shailas or do things for the Kihila, the halacha is it's always going to be Shmir B'Vayla. As we say in the...
Why do you say the same thing by a Rav?
That's a crazy. Spheros. I don't know if it's Spheros. It's a sheep. Spheros. Getting something. You're right. She's Oifa. She's Nasha. I don't know if it's called Spheros. Later, if that's called Spheros. So as they stayed in the thing. But just that, but if you clearly, you should just know that there's a big Shiloh by Dugma, someone that works for Hatzalah. Right, and you borrow something. That's what. Let's say you borrow something from a. You do a dekatzola guy. So kipshuta shelo b'vayla. Kipshuta. Even so, that's totally the machlekes. Ravid and Ramban. According to the Ravid, that as long as he's mishubid, when he's off hours legamri, he's not on call, then it could be not. But when he's on call, according to the Ravid, you're legamri potter. That's the halacha l'maisa. The Beit Lavada, if you borrow something from a big atzala guy, even a little atzala guy, I mean, just whatever, right? The guy, a big atzala guy means a guy that's Isaac in it. You know, some guys that are just, yeah, right. But if you a guy that's your door has a hatol tustus or has the thing, mamish, who works for Hatzol, he's on call for 12 hours a day. If you borrow something from him during those 12 hours, even if he's not working for you, he's not working with Payel, so then according to the Ravid, to be potter, and Mamelo, you consider Chelo Avilam, and you have the ability to say Kimli like the Ravid. It's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. We have no hachra, the Gabi, this Mekuda, in the Machlek Israel Mamar Ravid, and Mamelo, it would be that you'd be potter if anything happens to it, as long as you weren't Mazad Biyadayim. Right? If you want to hear a case that Nachmina Lamaisa, this type of thing, that's why we have Nachmina Lamaisa. My feeling is, unless there's really, the Lashon Yishamis, that they show bias, they made it, they shouldn't, a wife doesn't have to pay for her husband. My feeling is that if the husband's Taveya is the wife, for things that she breaks or ruins, then there's a real Shalom Bayis problem also. So their klal is not still negay at this halacha, because with their klal, a husband's not going to go, when the wife ruins something, it's not going to go and collect it. So it's not going to be such a huge issue with Shalom Bayis. That's a sudden negay, so much halacha.
Huh? You can't get money out of her, you can't screw her.
Why? Zicher, be quiet, right. The side of the Yishalmi is there. Right, if you're going to scream at her, she's going to be nimna milasis lechza bias, because she's going to say, why should I, why do I have to do this whole thing? So Avada, the side of the Yishalmi, is a great side that all the Shalom bias people have to know, that the takona, the chazal made, that even if your wife messes up, that it's also to do anything that may give her an incentive not to do future work for you. Right, that's a kumtais. Nachum. You can divorce her, but you can't. Once you decided to keep her, then you have to be nice.
I understand.
Yeah. Okay.
Apply to a neighbor.
Yeah.
A neighbor.